Good morning. Today is June the 3rd, 2026, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you open your Bibles with me this morning to the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 6, we'd like to share with you some verses, beginning in verse number 46. Jesus speaks these words, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built." In verse 49, "But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly, it is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation, and the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, Jesus gives us a wonderful example in these four verses of how we must make preparation for that day and that hour when He returns for us as His children. He tells us here that if we build our home, if we build our lives, if we build the foundation of our Christian walk in life on nothing except something shallowly rooted and nothing on the firm foundation of the solid rock of the Word and the truth and the power of Jesus Christ, and will fall when the storms come against us in life. You know, an example of that I see many times is in counseling that I may do with couples. Going through marital issues, going through health problems, whatever the needs may be, I see the same example being played out time and time and time again in many of them's lives. I see that people stay rooted in the things of desires of the world and the things that they desire to have in their life. Many of these things that I hear them describe, beloved, seem to be so innocent and seem to be so simple and seem to be so truthful as being the right way to do things. But you know, when we compare our lives and I compare their lives and my own against the Word of God and what God's will would be for us, then we find then that we're shallowly rooted. We find then that when the storms do come, we find that we have lost most of the foundation that we once had because of the fact that we had not built each day of our life upon the solid rock, the foundation of the Word and the power of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I would like to ask you this morning a very simple question as these words pose to us. How was your foundation? How deep today is your foundation into the gospel of Jesus Christ? How deep is the foundation of your family environment? How deep is your marriage? How deep is your relationship with your children? How deep is your relationship with your husband or wife today? Is it rooted on the Word of God, or is it rather rooted in the things of this world, the shallow things that we know will pass away? Or today, is your foundation truly rooted in the Word, the power, the grace, and the truth that we know that Jesus Christ alone can provide? I trust the latter is your foundation. I trust that you have today, beloved, dug your foundation down deep into the Word of God. You have made your life and your commitment of love and grace unto the one who can, the one who is strong, the one who will sustain you and I today through this day and through the remaining days of our life. I trust today that Jesus is Lord of your life this day. I would ask that you would bow your heads with me for a few moments of prayer. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we thank you for this powerful truth and these words and these verses that Jesus gives to us, God, to base our life upon. Lord, there's two examples given here, Father. One that was based on a shallow foundation, Father, and truly one, God, that was placed upon your Son, upon your Word, God. The Word, God, that we know that stands each and every day. The Word, Father, we know stands the very test of time. Not one, Father, that's shallow, not one that's based in the sand, not one, Father, that's based on the things around us, but rather may today, Father, the foundations of our lives be that founded on the Word of God and on the truth of God within the strength of God today that we need so very desperately in each of our lives today. Lord, on this Wednesday, I would ask that you would just keep your hands upon us. Lord, I would ask you just keep your grace firmly and steadfastly planted in our lives, God. And Father, whatever may come against it, God, whatever may shake the foundation, whatever may cause the torrents to come against us in life, Father, may we know that we're rooted firmly, deeply, and truly steadfastly, Father, in your Word and your truth, that we know that we shall not be shaken. We know that we shall not be moved, And we know we shall not be against the storm, Father, without your hand holding us, guiding us, and leading us through this path of life. Father, we love you today, and we truly thank you, Father, for loving us. We would just ask your blessings and your grace to be upon each and every life, Father, the ones listening today. Lord, we think of the families that have suffered loss this week, Father, the loss of mothers, the loss of fathers, sisters, and brothers. We would ask you to be near and dear to them, Father, in a special and a very anointed way, God. Lord, we'd ask you to bring peace and ask you to bring comfort that passes all understanding. Lord, we pray today for each listener. We pray today for the ones that we've read this week in emails, God, that need your help, that need your hand in their life, God, to lift them up, to encourage them. Lord, some of these needs are physical. Lord, some of these needs as well are financial. But Lord, we know today that you're able to overcome all things if we place our faith and our trust in you. Lord, may this day, may these verses, God, just penetrate. May this speak to our hearts. May this stay within us, God, so that we can know, Father, when anything may come against us, Father, this day, we can know truly, God, that we are rooted, not in a shallow foundation, but we are rooted, Father, in the deep foundation on the rock of the love of Christ and the Word, which we know today is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, may you be blessed, may you be honored, may you always be glorified. For today we come and we pray. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.